Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for a Mendocino Coast Health Report. So we welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Good morning, Lucretia.
Good morning.
We know you have plenty to talk about, so just get right to it.
Today I wanted to mention, number one, there is some testing that public health is putting on in Albion tomorrow. So please look for the Facebook post that we have about it. It's listed on the 4th and 5th District Facebook pages also. And then I wanted to talk about the difference between isolation and quarantine. So if you test positive for COVID-19, you will be told to isolate. If you're a contact of someone who is positive for COVID-19, you'll be told to quarantine. If you live with the person that is the positive case, it's also really important that that positive case stay isolated from anyone else in the household to try to eliminate the opportunity for them to spread the virus to their household members. That means staying in a separate room at all times and, whenever possible, using a separate bathroom. If the house only has one bathroom and if that is impossible, then after the infected person uses the restroom, they need to disinfect the entire room, anything that they would have touched, wipe it down. And I would suggest that masks be worn to and from the bathroom and during the time that the person is in the bathroom by all family members who are going to use that common area. If you don't live with the positive case that you were encountered with and you have other members in your household, you should also isolate yourself during your quarantine from the rest of your household members. They may not necessarily be under quarantine orders. And until you know that you don't have the virus, you don't want to be at risk of contaminating them. So the number of days for the quarantine is likely going to change soon. Dr. Corin is waiting to see if the state is going to take the advice of the CDC and create two other types of quarantine, a 10-day and a 7-day. But currently, the quarantine period is 14 days. And day one of your quarantine is the last time you had contact with that positive case. So if you're in a household and you continue to have contact with the individual, then your quarantine period doesn't end until that 10-day isolation period ends for the infected person. That's why it's really important that you try to isolate separately from the positive case. So quarantine also means that you stay home. You do not go anywhere. If you need to seek medical care, and there's some, you know, reason to do that, then that is permitted. But for the most part, you need to stay home that entire time and have no contact with anyone who does not live with you. It can be really complicated, and we know that contact tracing is slow in this county, and, you know, public health is under-resourced to really get on it and make sure that they're connecting with every single case, and we're seeing a surge right now. So it's important for people to inform themselves on how to keep the rest of the community safe.
Well, Lucretia, this is the Mendocino Coast Health Report, but certainly everything you discussed this morning is for people who live anywhere in Mendocino County. It's complicated, but there are people you can contact. And also you can listen to a podcast of this program. Give Dredd a few minutes to set it up, but you can go to our website and just listen again and take notes if necessary. I think the one thing that has really hit me today, Lucretia, was the Centers for Disease Control, number one, asking people not to travel over the holidays, but then admitting if you ignore the warning and you do travel, get tested 1 to 3 days before the trip and 3 to 5 days after returning home. But to me, the big caveat there is that's if you can get tested twice.
Yes, and it does look like we're making advances in getting testing back on the coast. I'm expecting to have a conversation with our public health officer tomorrow, and he's going to give us an update on the surveillance testing options. But I think it's moving forward to where we're going to have access to testing again.
All right. I love it. A good note to end the report on. Thank you, Lucretia.
Yes, have a good day.
You too. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Mendocino Coast Health Report here on the coast. Rogalski here from the coast.